Many of the blueberry bushes at Ivanhoe Blueberry Farms in Sampson County are close to 8 feet tall. The plants are so close together, you can hardly see through from row to row. Neil Moore, the co-owner of Ivanhoe Blueberry Farms, says his family has been in the business since the 1940s, four generations.
And they started with 5 acres of blueberries. And now we have grown the farm, my brother and I, William Moore, to about 600 acres of blueberries.
And Neil Moore says if you manage your blueberry crop right, it can bring in 10 to 15,000 pounds of blueberries an acre. This is the 100th year of the domesticated blueberry in the United States. The first commercial blueberry harvest was in New Jersey in 1916. Moore says by the 1930s, it was discovered that North Carolina had the perfect salt and pepper acidic soil to also grow the new berry.
In the old days, it was considered kind of a wasteland. But then when the domestication of blueberries occurred and people looked in an earlier market, North Carolina became a prime growing place for the blueberry.
So I was about to say, what else could be grown here?
Pine trees.
Up! A few feet from Moore's office is the packaging facility. That's where as many as 50 workers clean and sort the blueberries. Moore says they immediately cool the berries to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Moore says large machines weigh and pour blueberries into 2-pound containers. The berries are then sent to a commercial cooler.
And cool them to 34 degrees, and then they are loaded onto the 18-wheeler trucks, and they go out to all parts of the eastern United States and Canada.
About 25% of these blueberries will be frozen, but the majority will be sold fresh. Moore says his blueberries are usually good for 10 to 14 days on the grocery store shelf. Right now in stores, there are a lot of blueberries from Blueberry Hill, Cottle Farms, Nature Ripe, and American Blueberries, all from North Carolina. Reva Upright is Moore's aunt. She spent many years at Ivanhoe Blueberry Farms. Upright says when she was younger and helping out at the farm, you couldn't get her to eat blueberries.
Because the variety then was an old-time variety, and to me it had no taste whatsoever, just very bland. But now, with all the different varieties, you get sweet, you get tart, you get crunchy, you get soft.
Upright has her favorite varieties and her not-so-favorite varieties, especially when she's baking her popular blueberry sour cream cakes. They always sell out at the annual Blueberry Festival in Burgaw. I know, I bought one.
New Hanover will just burst in the cake, and it's just blue. Then you have a variety like Legacy or Reveille. They hold their shape pretty much, especially Reveille, and that makes a great pie.
There is no official store at Ivanhoe Blueberry Farms, but that doesn't stop people from just stopping by to pick up a pound or two while the picking's good.
I'm from Sampson County, and I've known these people a long time.
Selma Turlington drove 45 minutes from Clinton to come and get blueberries for her family and friends. Turlington bought dozens of pints of blueberries.
I like to put them in the freezer so I can have them in the wintertime and just eat them fresh. They're just wonderful. They're great antioxidants.
And it doesn't hurt. Blueberries are considered by many as the world's healthiest food, helping with everything from boosting brain power to curbing heart disease. That's all well and good. But if you ask a blueberry farmer what tops their list of prayers, it's for no more warm winters and spring freezes. The blueberries don't like that. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.